For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill, talking markets and livestock markets with EverAg here this week on AM 1150. Trey Freeman joining us. And Trey, you know, we're counting the days remaining and in 2023, a bit of a reflection time as well. And a lot of farmers and ranchers are going to look back at this year and it was pretty darn good for everybody.
Oh, certainly. Had a lot of opportunities this year.
Yeah, a lot of opportunities. We've seen this cattle market, I mean, some record prices. And what are you looking at right now as some of the signals in this market? It's I'd say, volatile, to say the very least, with, you know, $1 to $2 gains, and then the next day a take-back. It's still showing that right now in that market.
Certainly, yes. In cattle, we've had quite the downturn since September. Really, a lot of it was the surprise, of course, cattle on feed reports the last couple of months. We have another one today, actually, and while I'm on it, those estimates are on feed 102.2%, placements 96.2%, and marketing's 93.2%. So it's not unusual to see placements above marketings this time of the year. Since the feedlot survey, since they started doing the feedlot survey, the placements have always outpaced marketings. The on-feed, that makes on-feed at 102.2. So fundamentally, the front end of the supply is rather large. We're seeing a lot more cattle on feed right now being fed longer. And so basically, we're just yielding more meat. Now, we have not quite seen herd rebuilding yet. Still dry in a lot of areas. So looking into the second part of next year, there's opportunity. But with the last 3 months of these cattle on feed reports, there were some surprises that lead to some questions and some concerns for the first half of 2024.
You know, Trey, you say more meat. Does that in turn put more pressure on demand? Because if demand isn't there, you can already sense kind of a backlog there.
Right, and demand has been a concern really since about September when we started turning over. The holiday season buying, we did see some strength. I don't think it met analysts' expectations. The lean trim 50s and 90s markets have absolutely gotten hammered. What's been carrying the choices, that choice rib, it's been on fire. It was 597 Thursday of last week. It's since backed off to about 575, but there's still a lot of questions about demand moving forward. And also, I want to hit on our exports. They've been minimal all year. They've really been lackluster. Imports, we've really seen imports from Canada and Mexico pick up, starting in July and September, which that's not all that rare for this time of year, but we are trending well over the five-year average. The thing to look forward to as far as the export market goes in 2024 is that U.S. dollar. It's down about 1.5% over the last couple of weeks here since the Fed came out and pivoted to a dovish stance and hinted to lower borrowing costs in 2024. That U.S. dollar's really taken a hit. So a weaker dollar, that will make our exports more attractive on the world market.
Trey Freeman joining us with EverAg here on Chasm Radio. We mentioned, you know, cattle on feed and seeing a downturn in some of these live cattle or fat cattle prices here. I know we're seeing that at our local auction barns, but we're still seeing a stronger, you know, feeder cattle market. Does it take a little while for that feeder cattle to maybe follow pace on a live cattle or fat cattle market, Trey?
Yeah, that feeder cattle, I mean, whenever you look at the ranges on the trade estimates for this cattle on feed report, there's just a lot of questions as far as the estimates on the lower end. They're arguing that all these lower placements from the last couple of months, from September and October, we're going to see a sharp decline in this report. But then there's others talking about the imports. But, you know, we've seen feeder sales fairly lackluster as far as volume goes this year, the last couple of months. But time will tell. We've got a lot of cattle backed up right now, so we need to eat through this.
Trey, when talking to farmers and ranchers and looking at the new year too, you know, just this whole cycle, is it you know, everything in ag seems cyclical in a fashion. Are we at the early stage of this, you know, in the mid stage? You know, we talk about, as you mentioned, herd rebuilding. It's hard to see any signs of that. Where do you think we are as folks try to market it and make plans for their cattle here looking into next year?
You're exactly right. I mean, we haven't seen herd rebuilding. It's still dry in a lot of areas, and we're still seeing a lot of heifers come to market. That's adding to this inventory right now. So we're still in the early to mid stages. Really, we're just not seeing the heifer retention. As I said, the drought, and we're just seeing a lot of heifers come to town still, and go on feed. So the second part of 2024, I am very friendly to, but again, it's the demand that's the question. And with the lower dollar, with the raging stock market here recently, things are looking better. The market overall, the equities, they have outperformed the trade expectations as well over the last year. So there's a lot to look forward to for next year. But that demand, as wild as outside markets have been recently, that's the big question mark.
And Trey, you can never plan for that black swan event either. But, you know, as far as, you know, myself raising a few cattle too, you're trying to kind of, you know, get your mindset set that, you know, the cattle you got now, you're setting yourself up for a good spot in the next year when it comes to your marketing plan too. So,
yes, sir, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So with the volatile markets, there's opportunity that comes with it.
Trey, are there any other things? Is there one or two things as far as indicators? I know you mentioned some of those already that farmers and ranchers should be on the lookout for.
The movement in the futures market. A lot of that movement was as a result of managed money exiting their net long positions. And so we did see a very strong basis. And so with opportunities like that, whenever you're executing risk management, to have to be sure and focus on flexibility in a market of this nature. We just had an extreme retracement, and like I said, that was a product more of money movement than it was fundamentals. Yes, fundamentals sparked that, but there are opportunities here for future purchases. You know, look at some sort of maybe a call option to protect those calf purchases down the road, and you know, protection on the downside that has flexibility. It would not surprise me to see this feeder market run back up to 240, and so you want to have some sort of protection that you can maneuver bob and weave with the market.
Boy, if you're calving in January or February or March, the anxiety might be building to make sure every calf that hits the ground is going to make it too. So
Exactly. That's always the concern for that round of calves.
Trey Freeman with EverAg joining us. Trey, sure appreciate your time. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, your family. We look forward to visiting and talking cattle in 2024, okay?
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Trey Freeman joining us, EverAg. Find out more, ever.ag. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill.